Reflections of me. Have you ever stopped to notice that the very things you cannot stand in people are the reflections of you? Have you noticed that your hatred is only an arrogant means of defending yourself from meeting another you? If you grow and mature in the school of God's nature, you will meet yourself so many times on the way and find out that forgive me is not just a sinner's prayer, but for the sincere heart who find out their dissimilarities from the master copy, as they realize that the majority of the differences between them and the immortal himself are those things people will not see about them in public, but that live latently within them in private. I hate to meet myself, knowing that seven abominations still lives latently in me, the pinnacle of greatest sins of all, the sins of the saved saint, the disregard of the call of God. When I cease to be a point of interest because I have focused on the life of others, when because I have openly denounced popular witnesses only to find out that those were the ones people see and therefore have found a name for, when comedy is not because I have a joke, but because there is nowhere else to hide my malice and deceit, when I have learnt a mastery of lip movement, that is, an anointing over my ugly heart, when all I see is a world full of me, the very me I would not like to see another, I just hate the mirror. I can now see that what I attack mercilessly in people close to me, sometimes I cannot live with, but that I have never lived without, the reflections of me in the mirror. The cat scratches and even howls and screams at the image of himself in the mirror, when in reality he is just too scared to confront the competition he is faced with, the ugly sight of his real self. I was told by a voice within me that you will know everything when the time has come. You wouldn't need nobody to teach you anything anymore, but that knowledge is not a knowing, even though some people try to make it seem so. One transfers the power, the other transfers the person. Priorities have split their proximity, and you could be certain that some people will on that day hear this phrase, "Be gone from me, worker of iniquity, for I did not know you." Believe me, that is the sight of me. I eventually find out that God has gone to work in me, and I am not talking about work through me, to see that I am refined, not at my estimate, but on the true scales of reality within me. When he decides what is to be changed in me, when they are to be changed in me, and for how long it will take for them to be done. All this he does using an X called the cross. I wish this cup is taken from me, but who knows, but for his will to be manufactured in me. I hate to admit, but I didn't know that I look like this, when my reflections in the mirror look so ugly to me.